We're joined now by Jean Kirkpatrick, who served as President Ronald Reagan's ambassador to the United Nations. Ms. Kirkpatrick, you probably better than anyone understood President Reagan's ferocious opposition to communism. How did he come to see the Soviet Union as the evil empire? Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes, I'm listening to you. I was trying to think how to answer that question. Well, you know, I never knew him when he had any other opinion of the Soviet Union, actually. I met him after, you know, his views were all shaped and formed. But
it might be fair to say, I suppose, that he started off more ferocious than he became in the course of 8 years in the White House.
Well, I wouldn't use the word ferocious myself. I would simply say that he thought that Soviet communism was a dreadful political economic system, which was very hard on the people who lived under it. And he believed that, you know, I think from both observation and reflection. I don't know whether you've read any books like In His Own Hand, which if you have, or you have read this, but if you haven't, then you would read, and you read it, you would see, you would get a very clear view of what he thought was dreadful about Soviet communism.
What was it like to represent him in the United Nations?
Wonderful. You know, he was a wonderful man to work for. He was a great boss, if I may say so. Gave me and other people who worked for him a lot of room, if you will. He never told me, or I don't think anybody else who worked for him, what to do or what to say. We discussed issues, and when I thought I understood his views, you know, then I typically told him how I understood them and got a response from him. But he was a very good man to work for. He never micromanaged, I don't think, anybody. And on the other hand, he didn't leave you without guidance either.
Many people believe that Ronald Reagan brought about the collapse of the Soviet Union by increasing defense spending, forcing the Soviets to counter with increased defense spending, until finally their system collapsed. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I think that was a very important element of the collapse of the Soviet Union. I think that he and a number of other members of the Reagan administration thought so. It was a fact that the Soviet Union was in bad shape economically. It was under a lot of economic pressure and had been for quite a long time. You know, most Americans did not understand this. And if you were getting reports from the CIA at that period, you'd understand that the CIA didn't necessarily understand it very well either. Some parts of the CIA did, but a lot of it didn't. A lot of our government didn't understand it very well, but Ronald Reagan understood it, and Bill Casey understood it, and they believed that the Soviet Union was under heavy economic pressure, and that it would be, that the very best way to compete with them was to put them under further economic pressure.
Do you think he's going to be remembered for that, for sort of pushing the Soviet Union over the brink?
Well, I think he's going to be remembered for having pushed communism, European, Western communism, over the brink, if I may. You know, because it wasn't just the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was the critical element in the Western European communist system, of course, but they all fell when, Poland and the Czech Republic and Bulgaria and Romania, and all of them fell when the Soviet Union stopped using their troops to enforce their system, you know? It was, I mean, it's very simple. It's very clear. If you were following it closely or if you look back on it closely, you can see that this brought down European communism.
Ambassador Kirkpatrick, what about the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut in 1983? That was sort of
tragic. It was just tragic.
The beginning of the terror onslaught against the United States.
That was the beginning of, I don't know if it was the beginning, but it was certainly an example of the Reagan administration's experience with terrorism. And that, of course, as I'm sure you know, was an experience which we shared with the British and the French and the Israelis, each of whom had... We were in a multinational peacekeeping force, in fact. And each of those countries had the experience of having significant numbers of troops simply blown up. Ronald Reagan was deeply, deeply disturbed and unhappy about it, and basically withdrew the United States from that whole...
Part of the world.
Part of the world, that's right.
Madam Ambassador, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Okay. Bye-bye.